I've got you under my skin.
It is 18 minutes before the hour, and we're just jibber-jabbering here like nobody's business.
I can hear you outside of my ears, but not in them. Does that matter?
Not really. But let me see. That is going to be headset number, I think, 4. So I'll talk,
There,
is,
I
that,
got you.
Is that better?
Uh-huh.
All right, good. So, and joining us now is Judy Lubier. She is an owner of...
Seniors Helping Seniors.
NH.
.com. What a team.
Yes, we are. And it's a good thing that you're doing this for me. Because my brain hurts this morning, actually, so I don't know what that's all
about.
Well,
it's stuck in Alton and Guilford, maybe.
Oh, my God.
Freezing.
Is that not something else?
Unbelievable.
You know.
Well, you meet all kinds.
Yes, you do. And Seniors Helping Seniors NH is where you can find the nice kind. It's an outfit that employs seniors to help seniors who need a little help at home to stay there. The activities of daily living are what they focus on, non-medical support that will help you cook, clean, clothe,
bathe,
get in and out of a chair.
That's right.
Get on and off the potty.
Do some exercises if you need to or want to.
And just
stay engaged.
Stay engaged and just keep you in your home.
That's right.
You
which
know,
is
keep
where
you, keep you active, keep you company, provide a little company.
Absolutely. Loneliness is huge for the elderly, and 92% of people want to stay in their home really till the very end. So that's what we help people do, meet that dream.
That
goal.
Seniors Helping Seniors, NH.com is where you can learn more. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning. I was pulling in the parking lot today, and Jock's sign says less than 30 days till spring, but it doesn't feel like that. So even though we are getting closer to seeing grass, I have 10 ways to help the elderly in winter, because it looks like we are still going to deal with this for a little while.
Yeah, I think I'm with the Merrimack Police Department.
I know. An arrest warrant.
Arresting, you know, that rodent in Pennsylvania is where we need to go. Punxsutawney Phil.
Yes. So what I thought we could do is talk a little bit about how do we keep seniors and the elderly safe in their home in this weather.
You know, I have to admit to you, I'm glad you're bringing this topic up because – and this is going to come out wrong, but, you know, it never once occurred to me that I should call my grandmother, who is pushing 90 years old, or other elderly relatives that I have that are over 90, and say, are you okay?
Yes.
Because it's snowing outside.
That's right.
I don't get it.
Yeah. It's, I think, well, when it's snowing outside, we all get overwhelmed with how am I going to get where I need to be on time? How am I going to get the cars cleared off the driveway, you know, plowed before I have to get in the car? What if we lose, you know, power? Have I done all the laundry? How, you know, all those things where we tend to, I don't know, start really looking at our own life and forget. Until you're, you know, we snowblow a couple neighbors and for them. But in particular, if we could ask ourselves, do I have any elderly neighbors? And probably the most vulnerable time of year that is for them is the extreme heat and the extreme cold. So the extremes in temperatures, the extreme weather. In the winter, they're more likely to stay inside, which so that could be why we may forget about them a little bit. Oh, they're not going out, so I don't have to worry.
Right.
But there's things happening inside for them that could be put them more at risk right now as well. For instance, most of the seniors that I work with, I'd say about 90% of them are on some cardiac medications.
Okay.
And so cardiac issues are prevalent. Because they have cardiac issues, they're much more susceptible to getting cold faster. And then that also means that they'll get dehydrated more quickly. So even just, are they drinking enough? They really need to keep their hydration up more so in this extreme temperature. And we think we know that in the heat, but we forget about that in the cold. So is the temperature of their house set to the right temperature? It should not go below 68 in their home. And that's,
really?
You know, yes, because they're going to get cold faster. And so we need to keep the temperature up a little higher. And, you know, we all, well.
So we can't drop it down to 62 and say, here's a sweater?
No. We want to, and we could save a little bit of money that way. And when we started going to 66 during the day, because 2 degrees can save you a fair amount of money, all the kids complained, it's freezing in here, it's freezing in here.
But you guys are lucky, because my thermostat goes down to 58 at night, and it comes up to, I think, 64 or 65 during
the day. Yep. So you just add another layer.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, for the elderly, 68 is where it should be.
Okay.
And so that's something to keep in mind. If there's... you know, at the beginning of the season, but even mid-season, checking in on their emergency supplies. Do they have a stock of some bottled water? Are the flashlights, do they have workable batteries? And are they in the right place? There should be a flashlight by the bed. The elderly are much more at risk for a fall in the dark. They're not picking their feet up as high. They're not as strong. They don't recover their balance as quickly as we do. So we want to make sure that at least they can see where they're going if they have to go and they lose power. So being a good neighbor might be going in and asking them, do you have a flashlight? Bring a flashlight with you with the batteries, fresh batteries already in that. And say, okay, I was thinking of you. I want to leave this for you. They'll really appreciate it. Outside is shovel the walkway. But if they use a walker, make sure that you've shoveled a path wide enough for the walker, because if they have to get to the doctor, they're going to need to be able to use that walker to get there, or at a minimum that you could be side by side, so that if they're going to take your arm, you're not pushing them off into the snowbank, or you're not walking through the snowbank. If you're off balance, they'll be off balance. So make sure the path is wide enough. We want to make sure that when they come in the house from an appointment, there's a tendency to take your boots off. They want to preserve their floors. Don't have them walk around in stocking feet. Have some slippers with a good sole or shoes with a good sole available right at the door for them to put back on. A lot of falls are caused by slipping on a tile or a linoleum floor or wood flooring because they're walking around in stocking feet. So slippers with a good sole right by the door,
okay,
is important. They are at...
Should they have a chair or something by the door if they want to sit and take off their boots and put on their slippers?
Absolutely. If they're getting weaker, balance is always an issue. So have a chair there. They could sit down, get the boots off, get the slippers back on so that, again, they don't slip in those stocking feet.
Okay.
We would want to make sure that any risks for a fire hazard are reduced. We always hear about space heaters, and because they do get colder, they may have a tendency to use a space heater. Electric blankets, if they're not in really good condition, if it's a 45-year-old electric blanket.
Well, it's worked for all that time. Why should it stop now?
That's right. They can overheat, as well as the space heater that can overheat. So we really want to check for those things and make sure that the smoke...
So with the electric blanket, though, I would think you're more worried about a short or something.
Yes.
Because, you know, do the coils in an electric blanket get hot enough to set the blanket on fire?
I honestly don't know. What I'm reading is that fires can start from electric blankets. So you're thinking short, it just goes out and now I'm cold.
Electrical spark or something is short in one of the wires that might cause the material to burn, not the normal operation of it.
No. I don't think it's going to heat to the point where it's going to combust.
Because a space heater,
but a spark.
You know, if you can run a space heater normally and it can cause something to get too
caught
hot.
That's right. Poof. And then the curtains are on fire.
Right. So
or
be extra
like
careful
that.
If you get an electric blanket next to a space heater.
Exactly. double jeopardy there. Yeah. We want to just take a look around, eliminate any potential fire risks. There may be extra electric cords if they're running along the floor. The electric cords, we don't ever really like to see a lot of extension cords. Older homes have fewer outlets, so extension cords are used. Now there's good kind of regulations that if you redo a room in your house, you have to have an outlet every so many feet. But in the older homes, and I've been in some homes that were built in, I was in a home the other day that was built in 1937, and everything is original. Everything in the kitchen is 1937, except a new stove that was bought in 1956. So it's amazing going in some of these old homes, but there's some risk to them. So we would make sure that at a minimum, if they're using extension cords, that they're not loaded up too much and that they're not causing a fall hazard across the floor. within the living room, and again, people are going to be staying inside more, so we want to be looking around the house for how they're getting around and how things are piling up. If they haven't ever used a cell phone before, we would want to maybe provide them a cell phone. If you have a family member, you can find cell phones that are just very easy for an elderly person who really is not savvy in technology to use.
So just a phone, a track phone or something.
And yeah. Set up some speed dials. Mom, you know, if you need me, just press 2. And then it can speed dial you that way. And they don't even have to remember your phone number. But there are specifically senior-friendly cell phones out there. Yes. So that.
See, some would say this thing of mine is a senior-friendly cell phone because it's so big, a blind
man. You can see it. That's right. In around the house, remove clutter. Keep the phone, a portable phone, whether it's their cell phone or whether it's a cordless phone from the house, near where they tend to sit. You might have one by the bed and one by the living room chair that they tend to sit in, so that they don't have to get up. And they have a tendency not to want to miss a call, partly because they are feeling isolated. And so we're finding that people are jumping up, trying to get up quickly and move quickly to a phone. And that in and of itself is just a fall risk right there.
Okay.
To try to answer the phone before it goes to a voice message.
When the brain's desire to answer the phone outstrips the body's desire to get
move,
to it,
that's
we
right.
fall.
Exactly. All right. And also lighting. This is a big one.
The lighting.
Lighting is big. I mentioned before, falls happen because we can't see well enough. And even though you've walked down that hallway since you were, you know, a little boy in 1937, and you should know your hallway, there's the same hallway becomes a fall hazard when our body isn't moving as well. And especially if you're cold, your muscles aren't moving as well. So lighting is really important. Maybe some automatic lights that are movement sensor. So okay. that as soon as you get up and open the bedroom door, the hall light comes on. And that would be really great. One of the tap lights by the bed, something that you can just touch and the light goes on. Sometimes we like to go ahead.
Okay. 1 minute.
Sure. Reflective tape on thresholds. Again, they may have crossed that threshold since their husband carried them across it. But they're not seeing as well. They're not moving as well. So reflective tape on a threshold could be important so that they don't trip there. And those are just some tips. There's a lot more in terms of staying safe at home in the winter. But the primary thing is if you know you have an elderly neighbor or you have an elderly family member, check in on them, make sure they have enough water, make sure they have a flashlight with fresh batteries, make sure the house temperature is staying up a little bit. Tell them you'll contribute to the heating bill if it's necessary. And loneliness is big. They aren't going out as much. So visit.
All right.
Or have someone visit.
Keeping our seniors safe, warm, and accompanied in the winter, why it's important and how to do it. Some helpful tips from Judy Lubier of Seniors Helping Seniors New Hampshire. Judy, as always, we appreciate your coming in.
Thank you for having me.
For more information on this topic and oh, so much more, visit seniorshelpingseniorsnh.com. That's seniorshelpingseniorsnh.com. We're going to take a break for traffic, weather, and sports. And we'll be back with a preview of Hour 3. Stay with us.